Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. This is brought to you by the Purpose, Presence, and Platform Transformation and Mastermind. We're having a lot of fun with this. If you are an entrepreneur, a high achiever, business owner, you are committed to building a legacy, impacting the world in a big way, and developing your voice, loving yourself, loving your fellow human beings, and delivering massive transformation and empowerment through your platform, then that's exactly what we're going to be working on. If you're ready to expand your potential, send me a message. I can give you more information about that and to activate and awaken you, yourself, your message, and really bring some huge growth, empowerment, and love to the world. Looking forward to talking to you about transforming. Let's go. Now, I'm going to talk to you about the iTunes review of the week. Petia says deep. I love it. iTunes review of the week. This week, it's by Becca Joyce. And what does Becca Joyce have to say? Becca says, this podcast is fire. Chris Burns, the host, always brings the energy, enthusiasm, and excitement. His passion for life and becoming your greatest possible self is contagious. He also brings on amazing guests from all different industries, so you will always learn something new and different each episode. Highly, highly recommend listening. Thank you so much, Becca. I appreciate you. And if you are in the audience and you want to grow, you want to continue on this journey of becoming your greatest possible self, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self in the iTunes store. Go subscribe, rate, and review, and stay tuned to this amazing podcast that we have created for you to empower you, to uplift you, to inspire you, and help you keep growing. This is just the beginning, and we are truly tapping into some awesome, awesomeness and potential, okay? This is a blast. So thank you in advance for giving us a review. This hour, we're going to be talking about how to unleash your true self, master your inner world. We're going to dive into that. Before that, though, let's talk about the theme of the day, which is who is your true self? Who is your true self? Why in the world did I ask this question? Why is it the theme? Well, one of my biggest growth opportunities in the course of my life has been understanding who I am and what I stand for. And it's something that we work on with our clients here, Burn Up Coaching, and it's the first part of our three pillars, purpose, presence, and platform. The purpose, who are you? What's the vision of your life? What would make this life worthwhile, worthy, meaningful, purposeful? We had Robert Atkinson, who was talking today about the myth creation, the soul creation, and the hero's journey, so to speak, which is super, super cool. It's a blast, an amazing conversation. And a lot of our challenges and obstacles, it's like the phoenix rising from the ashes. It's the caterpillar going into the cocoon and becoming a butterfly. It's a process. It's a pattern. It's a hero's journey. It's just a part of life. And for me, knowing who I am, seeing that vision of my life, the end destination, the why, being introspective, being curious, diving in deep, looking for the answers about who am I, how do I communicate my message, how do I be seen, heard, and loved? That's been a lifelong quest of mine, to really be that person, be the person who's valuable, be the person who makes a difference, who shows up in the world in a empowering, uplifting, meaningful way. I wanted my existence to mean something versus just to be meaningless. I didn't want to be a burden on the people around me. I didn't want to fit in. I didn't want to be boxed. I didn't want to be caged. I didn't want to be, you know, just another sheep, so to speak. So along the journey, I decided my objective was to awaken myself and to awaken others as well along the journey. Awaken us to our power, our joy, our happiness, our love, all of it. So who my true self is each and every moment it's changing, right? 5 years ago, my true self, who is that really? Today, my true self, who is that really? 10 years, is that something different? Is my true self, who I really am, something different? And so I was talking to my business partner, and like I said, we've been working on this with a lot of our clients and people around us. And it's like really standing in that power. Today we're gonna be focusing on the mastering the inner world. But your true self, in my opinion, is when you have lined up your words, your thoughts, your actions, your head, your heart, your body, your conscious, your subconscious, your spirit, all of it. You align all of it, and then you declare, this is who I am. In the Bible, it said in the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was God. Something along those lines, right? So it's like that power of word creates. We are the creators. I'm the creator. You're the creator of your reality. I'm the creator of my reality. My true self is whoever I say I am. That involves love. That involves growth. That involves, you know, really it's love, love and light. We just got done talking to Joy. It was a powerful conversation. And I believe that the highest purpose and way of being and existence in this lifetime is love. Like, love is the highest vibration. It's the highest energy. Like, doesn't go higher than that as far as I'm concerned, you know? Like, love is the purest, is the most powerful, is the strongest, is the highest vibration. So for me, my true self is when I declare something with love, being love, aligned with love in my mind, body, soul, spirit, consciousness, unconsciousness. All of it is aligned, and I declare it and I live that. At every moment, it can evolve, it can change, it can shift, it can upgrade, so to speak. The true self of me today might say, I'm this world-changing host who's interviewing people and helping them get their message out to the world to inspire, empower, and uplift. That's something that is my true self today. 10 years from now, 20 years from now, my true self might be something along the lines of, I'm a leader of, you know, a billion-dollar, trillion-dollar company that is transforming the world and the way people think with augmented reality, with personal development, with spirituality. Who knows how it could all evolve? And at every point, as long as I am aligned in who I say I am and what I say, then that's the most important part. So how to unleash your true self? And it's really to master your inner world, because everything that we see around us is just a reflection. I love studying Esther and Abraham Hicks. They talk about how the bank account is an indicator of your vibration level. How much money you have in your bank account is an indicator of the vibration, of the energy that you have been feeling and experiencing up until this point. If you have lots of money in your bank account, then it's an indicator that you have been abundant. You have been energy abundant. If you don't have as much as you'd want in your bank account, then it's an indicator that you have been in scarcity, that you've been in survival, that you've been in lack and limitation versus abundance. So it's really cool that we get to have these indicators. And I think it's important not to use the indicator as reality. It's an indicator. It's like a thermostat. It just tells you, you know, what's the temperature, a thermometer, I should say, just tells you what's the temperature. A thermostat sets the temperature. You can have a thermostat where you set the temperature of, you know, where you want the house to be, how hot or how cold you want the house to be. The thermostat has the set point. So ask yourself, what's your thermostat in your inner world? And don't pay attention to the external reality as the end-all be-all, as your reality, as what is and is permanently. No, it's just an indicator. Your bank account is a very measurable indicator of the vibration, the energy that you've been given out. Now, you might say your weight, the scale, is an indicator of how your energy and vibration of of your body, how you've respected and loved or not appreciated your body. So be aware of that. Be aware of the indicators around us and outside of us, because that's the outer world. When you master your inner world, when you truly grasp that you are the creator of your reality and you speak things into existence, and what you say goes, you'll be a lot more responsible with your words. When I'm working with clients and they are not being powerful, they're not being aligned, they're not being congruent, they're not being masterful with their inner world and the energy that they've cultivated within to be able to express it externally, then I say, time out. Time out. You're not being powerful. You're not being aligned. Do you feel that you're not quite hitting the mark with that one? Do you feel that it's not really sounding like you're empowered, not really sounding like you're grounded and centered, and you're not really being your true self? Are you coming from the inner world, or are you coming from the outer world? If you're coming from the outer world, the world of circumstances, the world of external, using that to generate internal, then you're conditional. You're circumstantial. You're not really being the creator, the resourceful, all-powerful creator. So mastering your inner world means I come from within, and what I choose, I am. I want to break it down into some slightly more understandable, different terminology ways of explaining this. So if I say, man, today is a tough day, where do you think I'm coming from? I'm coming from the outer world. I'm coming from the day something outside of me is coming inward and affecting my energy inward. Man, I feel like crap because today is a tough day. I don't even have to say I'm feeling like crap. I can just say, man, today is a tough day. And how do I sound? What's the energy of that? Victim, defeat, burden, difficult, stress, overwhelm, overwork. That's what energy is carrying that message. Now, if I say, man, today's is a tough day, and I'm just grateful to be alive, and I am just so proud of myself for getting through it, because that is incredible. Chris Burns, you are a powerful human being. When I say that there's something going on outside, and still I'm centered, I am the creator, I am proud, I am happy, I'm loving, I am abundant, I'm prosperous, whatever that is, whatever the creation is, then that's truly coming from the inner world. And so many people, they notice when they don't get this right, when they come from their outer world, when they are defined by them, their circumstances, by the car, the house, the man or woman of their dreams, by something externally, they're just not fulfilled. They're not as happy. They're not as alive. And I know I spent 6 years of my life saying, nah, I don't need a girlfriend. I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to, you know, grind it out, build a successful business, and then I'll be concerned about the woman of my dreams, right? And at a certain point, I just said, man, what would it be like? It'd be fun, you know? It'd be fun to have an amazing woman by my side, the woman of my dreams. And so I kept speaking it into existence, playing with it, having fun. And eventually, she manifested because I wasn't attached to it, because my inner world, what I was creating inside is, man, it's so exciting. Even though she hadn't appeared physically next to me, I said, man, it's so exciting being with the woman of my dreams, feeling, being with the woman of my dreams. We're traveling, we're going to Europe, she speaks multiple languages, she's beautiful, she dances, she's empowering, she speaks, she loves people, she has fun, she laughs. She's just the most amazing, incredible, gorgeous woman ever. I was creating that in my inner world. I was aligning myself with, oh yeah, that feels good. I deserve that. Man, I'm an amazing human being. I deserve that. I'm going to show up. I'm going to work at this relationship. I'm going to give everything I got and invest myself. I'm ready to invest myself. I'm ready to give that love and joy and empowerment and share that. Share that with another human being. So, the inner world. It's essential that you recognize the inner world is all your creation. It's all alignment. It's all energy. It's all your perception. It's all your belief. How do you feel you are? How do you believe you are? Who do you know yourself as? That's so important to be aware of that. It's so important to recognize your identity. Do you have an identity of other people are always bringing you down? Do you have an identity of life is difficult and I don't know what to do? I'm lost. I'm unclear. I suck. I suck at life. Life never goes my way. Or do you say, I always figure it out. I'm resourceful. Things always go my way. I'm a manifestation master. You know, that's something that my girlfriend's really been teaching me recently, is like, how powerfully of a manifester she is. It's just incredible. Just seeing her like, boom, ignite possibility. And there it is. There's like, she's looking for an event space, a space for her VIP night recently. And she was frustrated because we weren't finding that one thing that's in total alignment. Like, yes, this is the place where we want to do our reception. And so the VIP reception. And so she was getting frustrated. And so I was just like holding space for her and being there for her. And I said, hey, it's okay. Like, it's all going to be okay. Let's get some space and we can come back to this. And I'm sure it's all working out. I'm sure it's lining up. It's all good. And then 5 minutes later, we find like this perfect place for the VIP reception. It's like incredible what can manifest when we allow, when we surrender, when we just give it space to come in. We're not attached to it, and we have fun and enjoy ourselves and just keep moving forward one step at a time. I really recognize that sometimes that gift comes right on the other side of a breakdown. You know, like I'm feeling like hopeless, feeling frustrated, feeling disappointed, nothing's working out. And then right on the other side of that, when we let go, surrender, let go of control, trust everything's working out, instantly manifest that beautiful, beautiful result. Stephanie says, manifestation master. Yes, absolutely, Stephanie. It's 100% true. So when we get clear on who we are internally, and we're able to vocalize that, we're able to communicate that, because that's one of the most powerful ways to define who we are in our inner world. And it's probably going to start either one with a coach, with the support of someone else who can guide you through that process of saying, it's a little off track, it's a little bit out of alignment, it's not quite hitting the nail on the head, you're not totally empowered. I know you have more alignment within you. I know you have more power within you. So having someone externally to validate that is super, super powerful. Before you get to that, you might want that first. That's the fast track. If you don't go that route, then get in front of a mirror. And when you're in a mirror, ask yourself, like, you know, your intuition knows, your gut knows, your higher self knows, your true self knows, am I really aligned with the statement? Am I really aligned with what I'm saying and what I'm feeling? Because I want this thing. I want abundance. I want the woman of my dreams. I want to be the healthiest I've ever been. And I don't quite feel it. It feels like there's a block. It feels like there's something in the way. Well, if you feel like there's something in the way, then there is. And it's probably the outer world coming in on you, a limiting belief, a paradigm. I had a conversation with this amazing human being last week, and I think he'll be coming on the show soon. And he was talking about how we are all in the process of remembering how powerful we are. We're in the process of remembering our divinity. We're in the process of remembering that we're the creator, that we are the generator. We speak it into existence. We're the angel. We're the superhero. We're the, you know, Neo in the Matrix, activating our powers. But it's not so much as evolving, and it's not so much as upgrading, as remembering. Remember, Chris Burns, you listening, remember that you create your inner world. Remember that you have the ability to be, do, and have anything you desire. Remember that you came from source. You came from pure oneness. You came from God. You came from the universe. infinite potential, infinite oneness, and you have that within you. So remember, bring that recognition, bring that awareness, bring that connection, that knowingness back to the forefront of your mind, the knowingness that you can be, do, and have anything you want. You can have the car, you can have the woman, you can have the happiness, the joy, the confidence, the ambition, the self-expression, the healing, the lightness, the love, all of it. Like, you deserve it, because it's more about remembering. You've always had it. You've always had the joy. You've always had the love within you. You just may have forgotten. You may have dimmed that light. You may have disassociated with that aspect or part of yourself. I think a lot of people have a challenge of feeling disconnected. They feel there's one aspect of them that's confident, and then there's another aspect of them that's really unconfident or afraid or shy or whatever it might be. And they give all their attention to the part that they're afraid of, that they don't like, or that they wish was different. And so it's super important that you get access to your power, your inner world. When you master that, reality starts to change for you. So how to unleash your true self, master your inner world? Well, I think I mentioned a little bit earlier, Robert Atkinson was talking about this hero's journey that's super important to be aware of. Like, if you know that you're on this journey to mastering your inner world, like psychologically, mentally, emotionally, in your body, in your physiology, you're in this journey to master your inner world so that you can truly be yourself. Well, it first starts off with, what's the destination? Where do we want to get to? Who do we want to become that would be enlivening, that would be fulfilling, that would really make the difference for us? What's the vision? I was talking to Mackenzie Costley earlier today, who's talking about, you know, write down 5 goals that you want for yourself. If you feel like you're lacking clarity, if you don't feel purposeful, if you don't feel like you know who you are, if you feel like you've been living somebody else's dream, write down 5 goals. What are 5 things that you want to accomplish for yourself? Like, that's one of the biggest things that can get you started, get the momentum starting for you when you're starting your journey in personal development, when you're starting your journey to grow yourself as a leader, to be the creator of your reality. When you have something worth fighting for, worth showing up for, worth going the extra mile for, that's what will really make the difference. Like, my true self is someone who's unstoppable, someone who's changing the world. Like, the highest version of myself is someone who's leading the entire world to happiness, to joy, to awakening their presence, their purpose, their power, their platform, like all of it. Like, that's my true self. My true self is unstoppable. My true self is connected globally with the most influential and inspiring and powerful people, because that's who I want to be. That's who I'm committed to being. That's who I am. That's who my true self is. Global impactor, global influencer, global inspirer, global speaker, global brand, because that's what I value. That's what's important to me, is having that purposeful, meaningful life. Now, on the other hand, it's also important to value each and every single moment and each and every single step. For me, I got into this kind of like rat race, into this mentality of always needing more. Like, oh, one person's not enough. I want to impact millions. Okay, millions of people, it might be a little bit ridiculous, but still, one is not enough. I need to impact hundreds of thousands. I need to impact tens of thousands. I need to impact thousands. It's like, great. Well, why don't we start with today, one? Why don't we start with today, 10? Go impact 10 people's lives powerfully, profoundly. How do you do that? And that's a really important first step to make, is knowing that one person is valuable enough. We're going for hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands and millions and tens of millions and billions of people and impact lives changed. And it all starts with one at a time. Can we celebrate and really enjoy that one at a time? What would the feeling be? What would the experience be when you are impacting millions? What would that be like for you? Really step into that energy, that being, that presence. Who is that person? And how are you showing up like that? That's really what's going to define who you are. Let's bring that energy back to now. Bring that way of being. Bring that mentality. Okay, so if I am impacting 100 million people, who am I being? I'm being impactful. I'm being important. I'm being confident. I'm being bold. I'm being resourceful. I'm being abundant. I'm being rich. Okay, great. How can you find ways to be that today? How can you find ways to really embody that and live that today? And that's really what's going to have you come alive when you experience that reality now. Because you don't have to wait. You don't have to put off till tomorrow, someday, maybe. Somebody was saying earlier about like when something's like is like when-itis, you know, like or someday-itis or someday maybe. There's something that somebody said on the marathon today. It was awesome. So it's important for you to recognize. Be aware. No. You're the creator of your reality. And it starts with your inner world. It starts with inner knowing. It starts with aligning the words that come out of your mouth. Do you feel 100% certain? Do you feel 100% knowingness that the message is landing with love, with power, with certainty? Do you feel the knowingness that your vision is coming to reality? Do you feel the knowingness that is your truth? What you're speaking, what you're creating is the truth. Because if there's any kind of hesitation, resistance, doubt, disbelief in there, you're not mastering your inner world. Your inner world is not aligned. And you can feel it. It's like your entire body. Like I feel it in my entire body. I feel it in my core. I feel it in my torso, especially. When I'm aligned, when I'm congruent, when I'm powerful and bold and being the best version of myself, my greatest possible self, my true self, generated from the inside, not dependent on the outside, not dependent on the circumstances around me, that's really when I feel it. There's an experience of being centered in my power. And that's what's available to you. Master your inner world. Be the generator. Be the creator of your reality. To be dependent on someone or something else outside of yourself, it's always going to be one more thing that you have to do. It's always going to be, I'm not there yet. An experience, a feeling of not enoughness, of lack, of there's something missing. When you feel like there's something missing, it can be heartbreaking to feel like, man, I just don't know what to do. There's like a lack of clarity, lack of certainty. There's a confusion. Create the alignment first within yourself. Acknowledge that you have that power. That's the biggest thing that I've found is like when I acknowledge that I have that power within me, when I know and I have that alignment within me, I have that knowingness that my inner world is exactly what I want it to be. My inner world is abundant. My inner world is prosperous. My inner world is aligned and connected and congruent. Then that starts to manifest externally. So really master that power, that inner world. And when you do that, when you master your inner world, start to share that with others. Start to enroll others. Start to bring people into your vision, into your energy that you are aligned, you're connected, you're alive, you acknowledge your source. Acknowledge your source of power, your source of upliftment, your source of alignment. Give yourself that credit. It's a game changer. It'll wake you up. It'll expand your presence and your power. It's sad seeing people disconnected from themselves, from their hearts, from what's important to them. So that's really what you have the opportunity to create alignment with first. your inner world. And I think the big thing to do is to practice speaking, be aware of your speaking, be present in your speaking. The second thing that I've been doing a lot more recently is going to nature, get more nature time, get more time on my own, by myself, silence, stillness, the ability to just be instead of always needing to go and do and achieve. How can I just love myself as I am? Breathing is an amazing aspect of it too. To like calming my inner world, not feeling scarcity, not feeling overwhelmed, not feeling exhaustion, like bring more calmness, bring more serenity back to my center, my heart. That's really what makes the biggest difference for me. So that's how to unleash your true self, really master your inner world. Gave you some great golden nuggets. Hope it inspired you and uplifted you and empowered you to really create your true self. Know what's important to you. Design that vision of your life. And then who do you get to become? How can you remember that you've always had that within you? That power, that alignment, that love, that joy, that confidence. You've always had it within you. When you were a kid, you were bold as F. You did whatever you want, however you want, whenever you want. How can you remember that you've always had that within you? And then take action with it. So if you want more support on mastering your inner world, loving that true self of yours, getting access to that, growing into that, send me a message, chris@beyourgps.com. Find me on Facebook. Let me know what you're working on. What was the biggest takeaway from this interview? Was most valuable for you? How are you growing into your greatest possible self, your true self, and mastering your inner world? Send me a message. I would love to hear from you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.employeeescapeplan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.